Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbershop ENC.
Chavez.
Who?
Charles. I got a couple kids need cut. I need to tighten up myself.
Oh, we got you. Come on in and have a seat, man. Hey, Charles.
What up, fam?
Cuz out here got a few kids you need cut.
Oh, yeah? A few of them?
Yeah. Yo, Charles.
What up?
You know the motto?
Come get your hair right. First, I get him into the barbershop. Sit him down and drape him up at the barbershop. Get him faded, tapered up at the barbershop.
Clients coming in, got my pockets looking real big.
Cause we all get it in at the barbershop. You can get a fresh cut up at the barbershop. We'll cut it, now be back to the barbershop.
Clients coming in, got my pockets looking real big.
It's just another day at the barbershop. I clean my barber chair, time to get it in with Chop. Turn my clippers on, clients rush the parking lot. This is Southside's number one barbershop. On the regular, we cut them so fresh. DJ Khaled with the clippers, we the best. I'm taking walk-ins, tell me who's next. We take cash, even debit, no checks. I see your cuts grown, welcome to Barber Zone. We go hard or go home, the store is in your phone. And now we doing numbers like the pickfold. They ask them where you get that cut, that is sick, bro. First I get him into the barbershop. Sit him down and drape him up at the barbershop. Get a fader tapered up at the barbershop.
Clients coming in, got my pockets looking real big.
Cause we all get it in at the barbershop. You can get a fresh cut up at the barbershop. We'll cut it, now be back to the barbershop.
Clients coming in, got my pockets looking real.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to In the Barber Zone with your man Chavez Moment right here from the Barber Zone Barber Studio, 3719 South High Street, right here on the south side of Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to another show, another Monday. We're here at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we are every week. We're changing the show up this week. We were going to talk more about fathers, but seeing how this is the observance of Dr. King's birthday, the King holiday, and the inauguration, the re-inauguration of our president, Barack Obama, decided to make the show. What is the impact of Dr. King's dream had in your life? So that's what we're going to talk about. So you're right here again on Blog Talk Radio with your man Chavez Moment right here in the Barber Zone, number 347-637-3850. We're going to see what you guys have to say about that this evening. Thank you again. Make sure you check us out. Official Barberzone website is barberzone.org. Hit us on Twitter, Facebook, of course, Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn. You know, just Google us, Barberzone. But right here, Columbus, Ohio, 3719 on the south side of Ohio, the number 614-491-SHOP. That's 7467. All right, y'all, we got some things coming up. You know, Bronner Brothers is about to come up here next month about this time. So we're getting prepared for it. We will be there. We're getting the flights tomorrow. And looking to come down there and have a good time. So y'all go check out BronnerBrothers.com. Get your tickets going down to the show. All right, let's see. This is, you know, nice historic day. This is the reinauguration, the second inauguration of Barack Obama, the first African-American president. Well, now, the first African-American president to be reelected, inaugurated twice. So, congratulations to, you know, our president, Barack Obama. A great example of Dr. King's dream. So, what better way to, you know, doing the show than to do one on Dr. King. So, we're here. All right, y'all. Before we get started, you know what we got to do. We got to give a time, man, to give out some thanks and some give a little back for what we got and be thankful. So, take the time to say, Father, thank you for another day, another opportunity. We thank you for, on this day, Dr. King's dream, that we all may be looked at equally not based on our race, our creed, or our color. Like you said, of the content, your content, the person that you made us to be, the example that you sent in your son Jesus. So we just pray for peace, wisdom, knowledge, that we can be better people to each other, that we can be a better world. So we can't change the world unless we change ourselves. Then we can change our community. So, Father, we just say thank you for Dr. King's dream, for putting somebody, having somebody to stand up to fight for our equal rights and our equality, our civil rights. It wouldn't have made, without that, the Barbizon wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be able to be on this side of time where we are without that dream. So we say thank you for peace and change. So as we go on, we just go on to be the best person that we are. Because we're so blessed. And when we bless others, we show you that we appreciate the blessings that you bestow on us. So, in your son Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all. Dr. King's dream. All the speeches and everything, yeah, he had a dream. I was trying to find the audio so I could play it here on the show, but I wasn't able to get it downloaded. So, but as I said just a minute ago, the impact his dream has just had on my life. Because anybody that's in Columbus and know where my shop is at, they always say, man, why you go way out there with the white folks? Why you go out there on the south side? This is where I was born and raised. Out here, I grew up in Southfield, which was a predominantly black community. But in 78, 79, it was busing. You know, maybe, about 79, busing. Got bus over here on South High Street to a school called Scioto Trail, which was a predominantly white school. So I got took from my community, brought into another community, and ever since then, we've been desegregated. These are individuals I grew up with. This is where, when we shopped, when we had to come to Kroger's and everything, this is where we came. So I was blessed enough to open a shop on this side of town, the street over. But then got the opportunity to open a shop here, right here in the strip mall. This is actually the place where when I opened my shop down in Central State, which was my first shop, this is the old Sally's building, old Sally's location. So when I left for, go down to Central State and get my supplies for the shop, this is where I used to stop. Then years later, let's say 7 years later, now this is the place that I operate the barbershop out of, which is right here in the strip mall on South High Street, which is a predominantly white area. So without the Dr. King's dream and without his efforts and organizing the civil rights movement, because he wasn't the only one that did it, but, he was the organizer of it. So without that, man, it wouldn't be me. Wouldn't have this opportunity. So I'm thankful. So thankful. Because, hey, okay, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm trying to see if I can get some of this audio up. Okay. All right, yeah. Look like we had a few callers on there. Look like the callers aren't on there anymore. So we're right here on Blog Talk Radio with your man, Chavez Moment. You're in the Barber Zone, the number 347-637-3850. Call in, press 1, let me know that you want to tap in on this topic. I see we got a couple callers called back, but nobody's pressed 1. So we're going to keep on. We're talking about the impact of Dr. King's dream. I mean, just the example of Barack Obama, we have a two-term African-American president who gave a speech by the now Dr. King Memorial statue that's right outside the mall. That sits right in the mall. I'm sorry. I've been there. So, and the crazy thing is, 4 years ago, I was in D.C. for the initial inauguration. I look, 4 years later, we're back again with another term. So Dr. King's dream is living, more relevant than ever. When a black president, who would ever thought that? I know, you know, I didn't, you know, but as growing up, we were always told you could be president, you could be president. But never in my lifetime did I think it would happen. And then for him to be elected again, wow. And then to get the inauguration, be inaugurated the second time on a historical holiday as Dr. King's birthday. Yeah, that's history right there. So those of y'all that went, hey, congratulations. Wish I could have been there. Let me see. This is what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna send something out on Facebook, and we're gonna get somebody on the show. Let's see if we can do this. If you want to, the inauguration. You went to the inauguration today. Let's see, call. All right, we're going to put that out there on Facebook to see if we can get somebody to call in and tell us their experience about being out. All right. See if we can get somebody here. First time we've done this. Well, let me see. Barb's on radio on air live. Let's see, just put that simple post out there real quick and see what we can get. All right. So we got a couple individuals there on the line, but they're not saying anything. So again, appreciate you calling in, appreciate all the love. Jump in. Let us know what impact Dr. King has had on your life or you know, if you went to the inauguration today, give us a call, 347-637-3850. Let's see. Try to send some more things out here. We can get some individuals on the line. I know this is my fault. I was so busy. I started promoting the show late, so may not get the response that I needed. But we're still going to keep moving, man, because, you know, it don't stop. It's better to talk about it and have some individuals come in late than not have individuals at all. So right here, on the line, if you want to inaugurate today, okay, we're going to see how many people. Let's see, we're going to share this too. Okay. Come on. All right. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to do too many things, I guess, at one time. Okay, we're going to do it the other way. Let's see. Barbara's on radio. We're right here. We're talking about Dr. King's. Let's see, Dr. King's impact in your life. So we're gonna see if we can get some individuals on the line here. I know it's my fault that I didn't promote the show like I needed to. Let's see if we can get a couple things going here. All right. Let's see. Do it like that until we can get some responses. I'm just going to send some stuff out now. We're going to do it on the fly this time. Since we didn't get to prepare like we needed to, we're going to do it on the fly and see who we can get on the line right here at the Ball Talk Radio, right here at the last minute. But, you know, we'd rather do a little bit of a show than no show, because there's a couple times where I wasn't in a position where I couldn't do the show and I felt bad, so... But you guys, I'm going to do my best to be here every week. You know, things happen sometimes. I'm only one person, but I'm going to do the best I can. Sometimes I get caught up. But that's why I need a staff. I need some more barbers and things here so I can be free. Come on the air and do these things with you guys and talk about this, what's going on in the barber zone here. So, yeah, just bear with me. Working it out the best that I can, but I appreciate all the support, all the texts and emails and all that stuff. So right here, we're keeping it going, Blog Talk Radio. We will be down at the show, down at the Bronner Brothers Show. We're working it out. It's going to be the location, but we will be on air. It'll be a different time. It'll be adjusted time, you know, during the daytime in the middle of the show, maybe 1-2 o'clock area. So, you know, we're going to bring it back on the road. So, y'all, be sure to come out and support the Barber Zone. Let's see what we can do. Oh, that's not right. It's not right either. Okay. I'm trying to do too much. I'm trying to find some Dr. King audio that I can download, put on for the people so we can add this to the show. And maybe I might even do one later on this week if I can't get any, we can't get anybody on the line. So, yeah, I like to talk, but I can't talk the whole time. I like to hear what you guys have to say. Dr. King's speeches. Okay. Right here, Blog Talk Radio, talking about Dr. King's impact on your life. Let's see. No speeches, nothing. These are the texts that I would love some audio, so what I could do is put it on. Okay, there's something right there. I'm going to see if I can download it and get it onto the show. I've never done that, but we're going to try to do it here. Let's see. The video won't work because we don't, the video won't work. We can't play a video, but we can try to get this audio on here. So let's see. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, we're here on the Dr. King Memorial Holiday. Is that the end of the day? Been a very historical day. We've had, the inauguration or the re-inauguration of President Barack Obama the second time, for the second term. It was just a beautiful day. And if anybody had watched the inauguration on TV, as I did, we had it on here in the shop. And at the end of the inauguration, when they were walking out, did you see what happened? Our President Barack Obama, the smoothest brother I've seen, because I was at the first inauguration, the smoothest brother I've seen, when they left, he took a moment and turned around and relished the moment. He turned around and told him, he said, "Hold on, I've got to see this. I'll never see this moment again." And he turned around and just looked at the crowd. Maybe he was thinking on that day, this is the culmination of Dr. King's dream. Right here. This is what it's all about. Right here. He would never see that again. See, the first time he was inaugurated, I don't think he did that because, you know, there was still a chance that he could, you know, be the president again. But we know the way it works that he's not going to be the president again. So he had to take that moment in. That was powerful right there. For him to be going through all what he's going through and just to stop and think and reflect on how far he's come and where he's going to go from here. And to take that time just to suck it in. That's big right there. That's big. But look like we got a call on the line that finally wants to say something. I appreciate everybody listening, but y'all need to press 1. Let me know you'd like to tap into this conversation about the impact Dr. King has had on your life. So we got a call here from the 614. You're in the Barber Zone. Welcome to the Barber Zone this evening, good brother.
Hey, good evening. This is Michael, the Ambassador Hargrove. How are you, sir?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Brother, the Dr. King holiday with, you know what we go through as black men. How impactful has Dr. King, not just his dream, but his vision and his struggle for civil rights, how was that affected your life?
You know, I heard a song one time that actually won an Academy Award, and the song goes a little bit like this. It's hard out here for a pimp, right? Honestly, I think that was the biggest crock of mess I've ever heard, because what that pimp said was hard for him had nothing on what Dr. King had to go through. Now, you're talking about being hard out here. Imagine an entire nation where half the people loved you and the other half literally wanted you dead.
Literally.
That's hard out here for a pimp right there. Imagine. Literally half the nation loved him, the other half wanted him dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And so to see somebody, like I said, Jesus went through the same thing, except the difference between him and Dr. King, Jesus was perfect, and he still got persecuted.
Yep.
So my thought is, as we reflect today, we have it the easiest that we have ever had, I don't know what things were like back in Egyptian days, let's just say, for example, when we were kings and queens, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can say right now, this is the best time to be black in America for a very, very, very long time. And I would say, I bet you his dream was, I dream that our people would just simply wake up and realize that. That's just my interpretation of the situation.
Yes, sir.
It's like, wait a minute. The president that's in the office right now, don't black folk have the right to vote? Don't
mm-hmm.
our daughters, your daughter, my daughter, have the right to go to any school they want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talk about how hard it is in these streets. We don't even say streets, right? We say streets.
Mm-hmm.
We have free education. Free. I can go to Harvard mm-hmm. for free if I apply. Being a person of color, I don't like to say minority because we're not minor, but person of mm-hmm. color. I mean, gas is high, but at least the law says that as a black person, I can at least get credit to try and buy a car to put gas in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Like I said, it's just my interpretation. I'm so glad I'm black during this time and not black during the Middle Passage. Talk about hard out here for a pimp. Woo! They didn't have, I couldn't go to Chavez and get my hair cut back then. What did I do for a haircut?
No. Brother, you don't realize maybe 25 years ago, A little more than that?
Yeah.
You couldn't have got your hair cut here because we weren't welcome here like that. That's why it's so incredible that I have a barbershop here in this plaza right here. We could barely shop out here. Barely. Just up the road, just a mile up the road, Hamilton Township. Black folks, we didn't go to Hamilton Township.
Ku Klux Klan.
But now there's communities. I mean, full-fledged communities, multicultural communities in Hamilton Township, just a mile up the road.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, we say it's hard out here for a pimp. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Again, brother, I ain't judging. I'm just saying.
The Dr. King dream, man.
He's like, my dream right now from heaven is like, I wish my people would wake up and shut up. Wake up and shut up. Shut up the crying, the fussing, the complaining, and wake up and say, do you realize how fortunate you are at this moment in history? I don't know, bro. But I'm an eternal optimist. Hey, amen. If I got up today, God gave me one more day to get it right. So all I can do is, you know, try to do my part and try to do a little good in the neighborhood, brother.
Yeah, he blessed me one more time for a reason. And I got to do the best that I can with this opportunity.
And I wanted to thank you, though, for being a willing vessel and giving a platform like, you know, I'm a brother like myself, just say, hey, man, you know, these are my thoughts, you know, like them or love them, these are my thoughts, and I appreciate you providing the platform. God bless you, man. Keep up the good work, Brother Chavez.
Oh, man, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Hey, I'm just trying to help that dream that brother Dr. King had, you know, stay alive, because I know I wasn't around for the struggle. I was born in 69 after he had passed away. So, but bro, we got to do something to be better. Anything we can do to be better, just a little bit better. We're not going to be perfect, people. That's what we got to realize. We're never going to be perfect. There was only one perfect person to ever walk this earth. Only one. And like the brother Mike said a minute ago, and we all know, he was persecuted too. So we can only do the best that we can do with what we have. Think about that. You're never going to have enough, or you're never going to be satisfied. Even the man with all the riches in the world was never satisfied. And it was never happy.
Well, I'd like to, as they say, pass the mic to some other good brothers and sisters that are out there listening, man. Thank you for your time, sir. I appreciate you.
All right, good brother. Have a good one.
You too. Love you, man.
Appreciate you.
Listening.
Yes, sir. All righty. Yeah, we got people on here, but if nobody wants to say anything, we'll mess around and make this just a short show. So, we're in here, Blog Talk Radio, number 347-637-3850. We're right here, blogtalkradio.com/barberzone. Excuse me. Be sure, check us out on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, excuse me, LinkedIn, Google us, hit the official Barberzone website, which is barberzone.org. And, you know, email us or something. Email us at barberzone@gmail.com. barberzone@gmail.com. Email us, show some love. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see if we can. We got a couple other people on here. I appreciate y'all listening. I don't want to tap in though, but y'all, be sure, man. Don't. This is going to be a short show. It's my fault that I didn't get it promoted like I needed to so we could get the responses. But, you know, we're just going to keep it moving. Y'all, be sure on a day like today, don't only reflect on what Dr. King did today and want to go and join the marches and the breakfast and all of that, and, you know, don't just use it as a day off work. Use it as a day to reflect on what happened. Because if you're like myself and you weren't old enough to actually be part of the struggle, I mean, it was still, you know, racism was still very prevalent when I was young. But maybe if I was 10 years older and I would have been part of it. Y'all think about what happened, what went down. We as minorities, people of color, weren't able to even eat in the same place that the person we worked beside ate. I mean, just enough of my grandmother could fix the people's food, take care of their kids, but she couldn't even use the bathroom in the house. She was good enough to train their kids, wash their clothes, cook their dinner, but couldn't even sit down and rest her feet right there in that house. We're not too far away from that, y'all. I mean, it's still happening in some places, but we're not too far away from it. So, just think about that. Y'all, we're going to go ahead, shorten the show. Thought we were going to get more callers. But y'all, be sure to tune in next week, Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go back. We're going to be talking about fathers, more in our father series. We're going to be talking about healing co-parenting relationships. How to better get along with your co-parent. You know, so. Yeah, but, all right. Appreciate you. Right here, Blog Talk Radio /the Barber Zone with your man, Chavez Moment. Make sure you check us out. Same time, same place, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great one, y'all. Hey. And live the dream every day. Just because they're not struggling in the streets, we're still struggling. Have a great one.